What we do here is go
back. Welcome, everybody. We got Bare Knuckles Most Wanted here. Going to recap what happened at BKF 17, the mayhem on the floor. We got the main man, Brandon here, Malo. What's going on, Brandon?
Not much, guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, doing great. Doing great.
Yeah, so
how did this all pop off?
Yeah, man.
You know, where do we start with this?
All right, so, well, first off, I was already heated because the referee let the fight go for like almost 20 or 30 seconds longer than what it should have been the first round. So I was already heated on that. And then when they stopped the fight, you know, like I'm not really good, like close friends per se with Ryan Jones. But me and him connect on like a emotional level, like we go through the same struggles, things like that. So we bonded through those terms. So, you know, I have a lot of love for Ryan. And to see that get stopped like that, you know, it pissed me off. And then for Robert to, you know, dance around or whatever, I guess he has the right to celebrate. You know, he won the fight, whatever. I would probably have done the same thing because it was a legitimate stoppage or whatever for the referee or the whatever, or the doctor or whatever. Even though he let fucking Joe fight with nerves hanging out of his face. So, you know, I was upset about that. So I went up to him after the fight and I was like, hey bro, I'm going to be your next fight. I'm going to move up 85 and fight you. And he said, that's fine. That's fine. Well, we can go outside. And I was like, what did you say to me? He said, we can go outside. And I was like, okay, motherfucker, let's go outside. And then Vince was right behind me. So he snagged me up. I tried to get away from him. And then his big old security guard snagged me up and then they threw me into the back. So I was cool, whatever happened, you know, it was done. And then later on that day, later on that night, I see him walking through the arena again. I'm like, all right, whatever. And then somebody comes up to me and says, hey, well, actually, the reason I went up to Robert in the first place is because Ryan's brother had heard him go, yeah, well, that's what happens to that pussy ass bitch, or that's what happens to a pussy or something like that. So I told him I'm going to be at your next fight because I'm not going to have you talking to my boy like that. I'm not going to have you call my boy a pussy. And so then he told me to go outside or whatever, meet him outside. that melee went through. And then I seen him later talking to Ryan. Somebody's like, hey, fucking Washington's over there, buddy with Ryan now. I was like, well, I'm not going to have that. So on the video, you can see, I think Mission Accomplished posted this. I went and stood right by his face when he was talking. And as soon as he turned to me, I said, you know that I'm serious about that fight, right? And he goes, that's fine. That's fine. And I said, and don't you ever threaten to take me outside again. And he goes, you don't know who the fuck I am. And he started to walk away. I said, buddy, I don't give a fuck who you are. And he did a 360 and hit me in the face. Wow. And then the next thing I know, I hear, what the fuck's going on? And I turn over and it's Dave Cranston going, what the fuck are you doing? And that's when you see me on the video point. I'm like, this motherfucker just hit me in the face.
It was wild, man. I'll tell you, like I was standing right there and kind of overheard a lot of that conversation. So I can confirm everything that you're saying. I was standing maybe 5 feet away from you guys. And I was hanging with the Knuckle Up podcast guys and they were interviewing Lorenzo. And right in the middle of the interview, all this goes down and then it was just mayhem for about 30 seconds. And, you know, I really didn't understand why the dude freaked out like that, you know? It was pretty wild.
Well, yeah, he's got all kinds of stories. First, he was, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
I didn't see the whole punch. The only one I really seen was the Knuckle Up podcast where all it looked like was your head just goes backwards. I didn't even see what actually happened. So I was like, was this really a sucker punch, or was this, you guys were squared up?
No, we were. He turned like he was leaving, and I wasn't gonna let him go away. You know me. I got to get the last word in. So I was walking towards him, and he just did a fucking 360, bro, and smacked me right in the mouth. So like, it's I was emotionally involved in it because I got a lot of love for Ryan. I know why he's fighting. I know what he's fighting for. He's fighting for the same thing I am. And, you know, I'm not going to have somebody disrespect my people. And another thing about disrespect is I'm not going to have people going out there saying Quentin Henry did this and did that and did that and did this. Quentin Henry ran in because Washington was just throwing fucking blows at everybody. He hit a couple of people, and that's why Quentin went into tackling. So Quentin didn't go in there and start a fight. He didn't go in there to tackle him and to hit him. He went in there to stop a melee. So all this bullshit rumor that Quentin did this and Quentin did that, trying to get him fired and shit, I'm here to debunk that right the fuck now, and it's on video. The only reason he got up and screamed "fuck you" on the video is because Washington almost kicked him in his face when he was like, "I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you." He was actually trying to shield him from the other people trying to kick and punch Washington. So Quentin didn't do any wrong on that aspect of it, and I want people to shut the fuck up about that right now. But I want to fight Robert Washington. I heard that he got cut. What I want him to do is come back and fight for his job. I'm willing to go up to 185 to fuck him up.
Yeah, man. I mean,
you think you can get up there?
I'm almost there now.
Okay.
Yeah, and honestly, like,
go ahead.
If it's one of those things too that if he wants it, you know, then he can meet you in the middle, you know. That's what I would say. You know, come down to 175, bro. You know, like, I mean, not to talk bad about the guy. I don't know Robert Washington at all. And, but I mean, you know, he appears to be, you know, a guy that could pretty easily come down a little bit, you know, if he put a little bit of work in, a little bit of training, he could easily come down to 175 or lower. I think
he has some nice tits.
I'm not trying to dog the dude. I'm just saying like, It to me, it looked like he could drop a few and be okay. And
yeah, it'd probably be better for his health if he dropped a few, honestly.
Right. So now, and so just so everybody knows, if you guys are watching, like, so we have invited Robert on the show. We know that he's aware that he was invited, and he does have a link to join. So Robert, if you're watching, bro, come on anytime. We would love to hear your side of the story. We know there's two sides, and you know, hey,
it's on video. Fuck his side. It's on video. He's fucking sucker punching like a bitch. He tried to run away.
Listen, I saw the whole thing, and it was
one. Everybody tag Robert.
It was a sucker punch. But if you guys are watching right now, if you're watching the live, tag Robert. Get him on here, man. Let's hear what he has to say. You know, I'd like to hear his side.
I don't have internet. But, and I ain't talking about signal, you know what I'm saying?
Malo's always got jokes.
You know, Malo, like, I will say a lot of people say a lot of things about you. But after having met you in person, listen, man, you know what I'm saying. Like, people, you talk some shit. A lot of people talk shit. And that's the name of the game, right? You know, savagery required in this combat sports world, right? But regardless of what anybody says about Brandon Lambert, my personal experience is that he's a gentleman, and he's a good dude. And man, I really
enjoy ruining my reputation here.
Listen, but he's a nice guy, man. You're a good dude, you know. I just want to say that you know, if you have this perception that he's some kind of a monster, like I think that you're hilarious. And I think that you have some real marketing skills, and that you have an ability to self promote like nobody else in the business. And I think that's some, you know, hey man, I'm proud.
I appreciate that.
I'm proud of you for it. It's a great job. Well,
thank you. It means a lot. It means a lot.
Yeah. So
yeah, not a lot of people are realizing what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, we even seen a little bit of compassion during the Bobo fight.
Yeah.
You helping? Yeah. That's nice of you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Britain's going through a lot, man. And to see her happy like that, I was that fight was very gut wrenching for me because I got a lot of love for both those guys, and I didn't want to see Zach get hurt like that. I didn't want to see Bobo get hurt either. But to see Britain like that just made my day, you know. So I wanted to make sure she got to celebrate it to the fullest. I didn't want to be over there being like, "Oh no, you can't do that." I wanted to assist her and let her celebrate as much as she could.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no. I just had the opportunity to meet Britain for the first time in person, and meet Bobo for the first time in person. And those people are gold, man. They're wonderful people, and tons of love and respect to both Britain and Bobo. They're just great people. So they deserve all of the.
I appreciate that. I know he does too. Yeah,
absolutely. And you know, Britain likes to joke, and she knows. Like I took this picture with Bobo, and of him like kind of like looking like he's punching me, you know. And she made a funny comment, and throughout the night as we were hanging out, she's like, you know, just tell Bobo if he gives you any problems, just tell him that you're gonna bring the hammer, you know.
Oops.
Oh, we lost.
Bummer. Yeah, he's down in the jungle camp with all the guys, and there's shit internet down there.
There he is.
Sorry, I'm listening. No, I didn't hang up on you. I'm listening.
You're good. Anyway, but I love that you were able to help Britain, because she's great, and she, you know she deserves it. So
absolutely, absolutely.
So apart from this Robert Washington thing, we know about that. But talk about like the rest of the experience of BKFC 17 and the fights, and what were some of the highlights for you?
God damn. Like, I knew that card was going to match the intensity of Knuckle Mania, and it did. It delivered. Every fight was a finish. Every fighter brought it. I mean, the debut guys brought it, you know, like I didn't expect much from those guys, but they came in and brought it. They took some damage. I had a hell of a fucking time. Every card that keeps going on, Nate Shook is just putting better and better talent together and putting on these amazing shows. I can't. Well, the only matchup that I can't fucking fathom is the Good John versus Palomino fight. That is making me fucking sick. Like, I want to throw up.
I don't think you're the only one.
Other than that.
So let's talk about that card, though.
Everybody's sick about that fight.
Let's talk about that
card. What's good about this one?
Yeah.
Well, what's good about this one, though, is once he gets fucking stopped, then we're both going to be 1-1 because I'm going to finish my next opponent. And then we're both going to be 1-1, and then me and him can dance. Because me and Good John are destined to fight. That is a fight of the century, me and Good John. And before I retire and before he retires, if I have to chase his little wanky ass all the way down to England again, I'm going to toe the line with that motherfucker, because we are destined to meet. We are like soulmates in fighting. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's no way that Good John, and this is my personal opinion, there's no way that Good John stands a chance against Palomino.
He's just getting embarrassed.
I mean, it's just like, it's just not going to happen. Like, I have nothing against Good John, but Palomino's a beast. And I don't see him standing any kind of chance at all. But I am excited about that card. You know, I think it's going to be.
Oh, God, yes.
I mean, obviously, my guy, you know, Sam, the Hillbilly Hammer Shoemaker, is going to be the main event, and he's going to win. This is my humble opinion, but that he's going to win the heavyweight world title. He's going to beat Joey Beltran. And I like Joey Beltran. I respect Joey Beltran, but I just think that Sam has turned himself into even more of an animal than you guys have seen before. So, I think there's going to be a number of good fights on that card just based on what we've seen so far. So I'd love to hear, Brandon, what you think about that card. What are some of your predictions on what they've posted so far?
Oh, well, I mean, I have a prediction right now, and you guys can put money on this. Joe Riggs will quit inside the first round. He will not make it out of the first round. He will quit. He will take one shot from Hector, and he will take a knee. Watch.
Okay.
Joe Riggs is the biggest fucking piece of shit I ever met in my life. I'm going to Miami, and after he loses, if he wants to get in with me somewhere, we can get it in, because that motherfucker stole money from me. He sold fucking memorabilia to people saying that it was fight-worn memorabilia and it had fucking tags on it. He's the scum of the earth. He does not deserve to be on BKFC. He does not deserve a fucking title shot. He deserves to have his fucking ass beat is what he deserves. And I think Hector's going to give it to him. I'm going to kick him in his fucking mouth while he's down, too, hopefully. Hope I can get in the ring before he gets up and knock him in his fucking mouth, that scumbag cocksucker.
Okay, strong
word. The rest of the card will be great. The rest of the card will be great. Sorry, I despise that man. Like, I fucking despise Joe Riggs. Like, I hate him. I hate him. So I want, if there's anybody I wanted to fucking die in a ring, it'd be that stupid motherfucker.
So we know how you feel about a couple of the cards that are announced on that fight. You've got two other fights. Who do you have in those two?
Man, so well, the Yuli and Tiago fight's going to be dope. I think that's going to be a really good fight. I think Yuli might pull that out because, you know, Tiago didn't win that fight against Julian. Julian Lane won that fight. Let's be honest. And I just think that, you know, well, he's had a little bit of time to recover, for, you know, because it's different getting hit with bare knuckles. It's just different. And but Yuli's been there. So if it can go more than two rounds, then maybe Tiago will take it out, because I don't think Yuli can have that gas, because he's never been that far before. And then what's the other fight?
You got Joey Beltran and Sam Shoemaker.
Yeah, I think if you want me to be 100% honest,
I always want you to be 100% honest.
Yeah, I just don't see Joey losing to anybody that's not super fucking technical. And I think Sam is too much of a brawler. He has good technique. I'm not saying he sucks and he can't strike or anything. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about stylistically. I just think that Joey's too goddamn tough to get beat by a brawler. You got to be super technical, and you're going to have to outpoint Joey. I don't see him going down. And that's the only thing about that fight that I can see going Joey's way. But Sam's got power, man. I mean, I don't know if Joey's been hit by anybody that hits as hard as Sam does. So I guess we'll see. But, I mean, Joey's a champion for a reason. So he better go in there as the favorite. That's for sure. Because he deserves it. And, I mean, he's been even if he does lose, if he goes in there and takes one shot and loses, he's been a hell of a champion. And he deserves that Hall of Fame spot he's going to get earlier or later on this month. And, yeah, man, I can't wait to see what's going on, because you got a couple of other heavyweights after that. So even if Sam wins, it's not an easy day for him. You got Arnold Adams. You got the new contender, Frank fucking Tate. So,
yeah.
He looked good.
Let's talk about that fight. How about that? Like, would you have in a million years predicted that fight to go that way?
Nope.
Between Frank Tate and Josh Burns?
I thought Josh was going to go in. Let me answer TJ Tony's real quick. My fight night socks, I forgot them, to be 100% honest with you. I was going to wear them because they were really hot, and I was going to wear them when I got into the venue, and I forgot them and left them out of my pocket because I grabbed my mask. So my fault on that. But I will wear those in Miami as good John. But anyway, I thought Josh was going to be able to clip Tate, because Tate didn't really show very good head movement. And you know, with I think it was Teddy Webster that he fought on Toe the Line. So I thought Josh would be able to weave in with his short stubbiness and come in and connect with and put Frank out. And Frank ate shots, gave shots, moved forward, and didn't give no fucks.
Dude,
so
I feel like Frank Tate came in and put the entire heavyweight division on notice. Like, that guy.
Oh, yeah, because he looked good.
He looked really good. And you know, he's got some power. Talk about – and Sam's got power. I think Sam is the hardest-hitting heavyweight in the entire division, period. But, I mean, Frank Tate has some undeniable power, and we saw that against Josh Burns. And I didn't – I'll be honest with you guys. I didn't see that fight going that way. You know, to me, Josh looked off. He didn't look like the Josh Burns that we've seen in the past. If you've watched any of his BKB fights, it just, you know, something was, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just that, you know, it was just a heavyweight fight, and anything can happen in a heavyweight fight. And Frank got off first. But, you know, I feel like Frank did well, and I feel like Josh didn't fight his best fight. I'd like to see a rematch, honestly.
I mean, I don't think there needs to be a rematch. I think Frank won decisively. If you go back and watch, and I love Josh. I'm not talking shit on Josh by any means.
Me too.
He kicked the dog shit out of me anyway. But if you go back and watch his fights in like the UK, he gets clipped good, and then he starts to back away a lot. Like a lot of guys just don't like to get hit. I'm not saying Josh is scared of getting hit. I just think it changes his mentality once he does get hit. And I think that first hit from Frank busted his eye.
Yeah. Well, he definitely was shook. You know, like he got rocked, and like his eyes were a little bit different, and the expression on his face was a little bit different after Frank got him with that first good right hand. So Brittany Serrano has had a question here. Can we put that back up?
I haven't watched that video yet, to be 100% honest with you. I was on a plane. So I need to watch it, but I don't like fucking Paul Tyler. Paul Tyler, he was supposed to have done something to me in Alabama. One of his little cronies had sent somebody a message saying that Paul was going to make sure I didn't leave Alabama, and he had an alibi, and that greasy fuck didn't even look at me the whole time. He's lucky he had Doug Marshall with him. He walked in with Crystal Pittman and some big-ass dude, and I was like, oh, this slimy fuck brought security. And I found out later that night it was Doug Marshall, which he's awesome. Met him, shook his hand. Fucking the Rhino is kick-ass. Crystal's kick-ass. But Paul Tyler's a piece of shit scumbag. And, yeah, I don't know. I just don't like that motherfucker.
I understand that you feel that way. So
I want him – actually, let me say this real quick, too, because this is an official – serious fucking challenge. This dude said he had 72 fights. So I want Damon Feldman of Celebrity Boxing to pick a charity and then pay me whatever he wants. He don't even have to pay me. I'll pay him. I'll give a charity $2,500, whatever charity he wants to fight, because Paul ain't worth a whole lot of money. But I want to fight Paul Tyler in Celebrity Boxing, because I know he won't come bare knuckle. So we'll just do a Celebrity Boxing. He thinks he's a celebrity. I know I am. Let's get on there on an undercard. I'm not trying to headline any cards or anything like that. Put me on an undercard with him. Let me slap him around with gloves and put him out of his misery. If I win, he stops managing. If he wins, I'll never fight again.
Ooh-wee.
So if that happens, though, and let's say Paul Tyler hypothetically agrees to this, and then hypothetically you win. What happens to all the fighters that are signed to BKM after that? Where do they go? Where should they go?
Same thing. It's the same thing that they're doing now. Those guys aren't fucking signed because the guys that they're signed to or signed with aren't licensed managers. They're fans getting into fighters' pockets. That's all they are.
Well, Britt and Kelly O'Bannon that those donations should go to Britain's bank. How about that?
Let's do that. I like that. I like that a lot. Let's do that. Well, let's make it $5,000 if we're going to do that.
Sweet.
I think that the $2,500 is great. I think you guys should leave your careers out of it because that might be a reason why he wouldn't do it.
Yeah, but I mean, there is no career when you're not licensed. I'm a licensed fighter. I have a career. He doesn't have a license. He doesn't even have a license to drive. He has to take a I'm not fucking playing. He has to take a bus. He's on the no-fly list. He can't fly to events. He can only go to local events. He can't fly.
Why is he on the no-fly list?
I somebody told me, but I can't remember what it was. But he's on the no-fly list. He's blocked from flying. And he's managing fighters. Come on now. Wake up, people. He He fucked everybody over from World Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation. He fucked all the fighters over there. He's a fucking heroin addict. He's fucking using David Feldman's name every conversation, tagging him in every reply, looking like a dumbass. And then he's signing fighters, telling them that he's going to make them this great career, and they're 0-4. 0-5 is an AMI, so he's going to get somebody fucking hurt. What's it going to take to get people to realize that Paul Tyler is not good for business? He is going to get somebody killed. You take somebody, let's say you put Travis Thompson in there with an 0-4 AMI that just turned pro. Tell me Travis doesn't kill that guy. You know what I mean?
Possible.
You got to get him the fuck out of here, because all he's doing is signing everybody so he can start his own little league. Mark my words, he's going to gainer up enough money somehow. He's going to juice somebody out of money, and he's going to start his own little league, and he's going to have these fighters sign to these contracts, and they're going to be fighting under his little bullshit-ass banner for peanuts. Yeah, that's what it was. He was fucking trafficking drugs up his ass. That's what it was. He was fucking muling drugs and got caught. That's why he was on a no-fly list. Fucking heroin. Yeah, that's what. Thank you, Brittany. That's exactly what it was. Fucking jack off. So how in the fuck's he even allowed to have a license anyway? How are you allowed to be a manager knowing that you're a drug trafficker? That's insane to me. And word on the street is his other little manager, Jules, is going to hire an attorney to sue me for slander. Well, let me tell you what, princess. It ain't fucking slander if it's true.
Well, there's no holding back, that's for sure.
No holding back. And we can't do that here on Bare Knuckles Most Wanted. We gotta go straight at it, man. We gotta be raw. So hey, before you go, like one of the best fights I've seen in Bare Knuckle happened at BKFC 17 between O'Bannon and Kalmus. Those two dudes, that was a war, man. What's your take on that?
Oh man, it was a nerve-wracking fight for me because I have love for both those guys. I knew that Bobo needed that win, and I knew he was going to do anything to get it, and I knew that Jack wasn't going to quit. So I knew that one of those guys was going to get hurt. So I went over to watch it with Britton, because you know.
Oh, we lost them. But yeah, man, Zach Kalmus, Bobo O'Bannon, that was a war. Those two dudes, man, they're so tough. Both of those dudes are just those guys. They have so much heart.
Yeah, I definitely have an appreciation for Zach now. Like,
yeah, man,
was that his actual first fight?
Where the fuck's this?
Yeah,
his first bare knuckle. Yeah, who's this Randy Felion faggot?
I don't know.
He's probably talking about me. I do suck.
Oh, I'll say, like, I'm over people talking shit about me. They can eat my fucking asshole, dude. Like, I'm responding to everybody. You want some shine? Come and fucking holler at your boy, because I'm fucking firing at everybody, coming at everybody.
That's your style, though, man.
I'm 100% coming for a belt.
Listen, Randy.
Whoever's got a belt, I'm coming for it.
Listen, Randy, you leave Britton O'Bannon out of this, or me and you are going to have problems, brother. I'm telling you right now, you don't talk about her.
Absolutely.
Oh, fuck that guy. But yeah, no, so I knew that Zach wasn't going to go down, so I had to go over there with Britton, and then the next thing I know, she's getting it done, you know, and I was like, oh, shit.
We got offers.
I love that. I love that type of stuff. Don't you threaten me with a good time. I'll start marrying girls that do that shit.
So do you prefer maple syrup or no maple syrup?
You know what? I'm going to leave it off the menu. None. Personally, but
like it raw.
So one other thing I want to talk about. So David Feldman, after the all the fights were over, in his post-event comments at BKFC 17, he said that he thought that he didn't call anyone out by name, But he said that out of 20 fighters, he felt like 19 of them came to fight. And he felt like one guy came to fight. Who do you think he was talking about?
That one guy didn't come to fight?
He said that he thought one guy didn't come to fight. He didn't call him by name, but he said he felt like 19 out of the 20 fighters came to fight and one guy didn't. But he didn't call him by name. So, I mean, that leaves it open to some speculation, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, with me having the performance that I had last time, I don't think I'm in the position to be telling somebody they didn't come there to fight. I can think of about three different people that they're probably talking about. I just don't want to publicly say them because I don't want to bash them because I don't want that to happen to me. I know that people said that I didn't come in there to fight and that I looked like shit and that I didn't want it and that I just gave up and all that, and I didn't. So it's not always what it looks like inside that ring.
Absolutely. I mean, you know,
I would be an asshole in anything else but that. I would be me on anything else but that. But like, I'm not going to criticize somebody's performance.
I hear you.
Because I've had it done to me and it hurts.
For sure. If I was speculating, I would say, like, my only guess is that he might have been talking about Marcel Stamps. But I think Marcel is kind of a beast, and I certainly wouldn't want to get in the ring with him. But you know,
I have to watch that fight.
There was supposed to be go back and watch the fight because there was supposed to be he quit because of a shoulder injury is what they said. So it was ruled a slip. He went down. It was ruled a slip, and then he didn't get back up. And they said that there was a shoulder injury. I'm speculating, but I'm just assuming that he was talking about Marcel. So, but okay. Listen, Marcel has shown us that dude can throw down. I mean, you know, in my opinion, he won at least the first three rounds against Joey Beltran.
So he broke his hands.
I don't think that he's somebody to that is going to give up easily. And he played football, you know, college football. You get it. You know, there are no wimps in Division I college football that I know of, you know, but still.
Well, but Kakar fucked his shoulder off too and won the fight.
Yeah. Dude, Kakar, okay. Man.
So that's two fights. And I'm not talking shit on Marcel. I don't want to fight the guy or anything because he is a beast, but he quit when he broke his hands. Or his hand against Joey, and then he comes back and he quits when he opens his shoulder, when he fucks his shoulder up. I mean, you know what I mean? So if that's the case, then yeah, that's what it would be. It would be him.
You look at something like that happens. And then, so Matt, do we still have Smash coming on after this?
Smash. I haven't heard back from Chris, so no.
So that dude in Knucklemania, and I forget, I know his fight name is Smash, but dude like tore Martin his ACL. Brown. Yeah, he tore his ACL and then still came back and won the fight. You know, like.
Who?
Martin. I think it's Martin Brown, isn't it?
Yeah, Martin Smash.
Oh, Trey. Yeah, he fought Zach Zane. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy.
If you don't know Trey, then if you knew Trey, you wouldn't be surprised. That motherfucker is a gang. The dude has been around the block. He's fought everybody. He's fought with all kinds of injuries. You could cut his fucking leg off and he would come in there swinging. So yeah,
Trey's
the truth.
But you got a guy that does something like that, you know, that can't even walk barely, like, you know, and still comes in and throws down and still whoops up on a game opponent.
Yeah,
you know,
because Zach ain't no bitch either, dude. Zach's a real deal too.
Right, and then.
Listen, did I get his name wrong? It was Martin Brown. Yeah, Martin Brown. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, it's Martin Trey Brown.
Yeah. So, but Brittany.
Yeah. So yeah, Martin's cool.
Took a car too. That guy showed that he's got some heart and some skill too. I mean, Chris Sarro's a tough dude. You know, I honestly thought Kakar was going down. In the first, you know, at the beginning of the first round, because Sarro laid into him. I mean, he landed some legitimate shots on the dude. and he's kind of spun
around.
Yeah,
I thought he was going to fold down.
Yeah, and but he came back and ended up throwing one good shot that ended the fight. So, I mean, hey, the guy's got a great story, and I'm happy for him. I know that Sarah will come back and fight again, and you know, we'll see what happens there.
Well, Brittany hopes not.
I understand. I know that that's not the best relationship. So, but you know, it is what it is.
Oh, so that Randy Fallon dude's over there saying I was groping. Oh, that piece of shit. So I'm gonna let it be known. If anybody talks some shit on Britain, I will punch you right dead in the fucking mouth whenever I see you without any kind of conversation whatsoever. So you better keep her and Bobo's name out of your motherfucking mouth if you want to talk shit on me. That's fine. But don't be involving innocent fucking people.
I think he may have disappeared.
Yeah, that dude's gone.
Yeah.
That dude's gone. And I agree with you, man. If you say something bad about Britton O'Bannon, you and I are going to have problems. I'm just saying.
On site.
Absolutely. So Brandon, you're going to fight again. You're going to be, I heard you say, I think that it's looking like July, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any opponents that you can talk about?
Not that I can talk about. No, but we've got a guy lined up. And then we'll go for him. And we'll get, you know, we get this win and then we'll see what goes on with Good John and Palomino. We'll see what fights they give Chalbeck. Cause like I'm gunning for Chalbeck or Good John. Those are my dream fights right now. Cause I want to prove them wrong. So right now, I mean, I'm going to fight whoever they put in front of me. They've changed my opponents 5, 6, 7 times. So they never really lock one in until about a month before the event anyways, but it really doesn't matter who I fight. I could fight Travis Thompson next. I could fight Reggie Barnett next. Whoever I fight next is going to sleep. I have a point to prove.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I did see in the chat that Vince said that Marcel Stamps had some kind of a serious shoulder separation or something like that.
Yeah. And shoulders hurt, man. Like I've separated my shoulder too. So in no way, shape or form am I saying that Marcel quit. I was doing was saying that if that's who you thought it was, then that's who David would have thought it was based on that. I've had a separation tear and I would have quit during a fight on that too. You cannot hold your arm up and I'm not going to sit into a bare knuckle fight with one fucking arm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and I just asked the question, because I honestly didn't know. I guess if I was guessing, I would say that, but maybe David didn't have all the information at that time or something like that. Honestly, until I just saw Vince's comment, I didn't know that he had a separated shoulder. So that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. And I'm sure David didn't know that at the time either. He just sees the fights.
Right. 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 Absolutely.
So,
well,
yeah. If you,
what do you got, man?
I don't want to take too much more of your time away, Brandon. I know you're busy, but if you got, you know, want to give some shout outs and, you know, anything
wait
like that,
we'll
let you know.
Wait a second. What the fuck is Reggie Barnett calling out Rusty Crowder for? Did he really do that? He did not do that. Reggie, tell me you didn't do that, Reggie. If you did that, Reggie, just come up to 145 and let me beat you then. If you're that desperate for a fight, come up to 145. I'll fight Reggie Barnett at 145 all day long. All day long. But, yeah, go ahead. So you want me to give out shout-outs? I want to give a shout-out to you, Matt, because you're always chasing me down, trying to get me on air, and I always try to fucking avoid you because I'm depressed or doing whatever. So I apologize, but I appreciate your persistence. And, you know, good job on putting everything together and getting all the guests together for the podcast and stuff. I appreciate your dedication to, you know, making these things work. I want to give a shout-out to Vince and Scott from Goat Combat Agency. Everybody at Go Combat. I want to give a shout out to Quentin Henry for helping stop the melee, not adding to it. Also to Tony Loco Soto for having my back. Andrew Topin for having my back. Big love to my coach Caesar and to Elvin Brito. Thank you to Nate Shook for giving me the opportunity to shine, for David Feldman for giving me the platform. and to all the haters and the Malaholics for making me relevant.
Absolutely.
Malaholics.
Hey, you got one last word for Robert Washington before we let you go?
Yeah, I mean, come fight for your job, bro. Tell Dave you'll fight me for your job. You beat me, you get your job back. Fight me at 185, 175. I can't go past 185, but I'll do 185 for you. If you can get down to 175, that'd be good. But you couldn't knock me down with a sucker punch. I know you're not going to hit me in the straight. So let's toe the line and see what's happening. Let's see you get your ass beat by a 135er.
What'd it do, Robert? What'd it do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd love to see it, man. I'd love to see it.
I mean, he could use the paycheck for his dope fiend habits. I know he needs another paycheck.
All right, well, man, thanks for coming on. Hope to see you around more often.
Absolutely, man.
All right, take it easy, man.
Take it easy, guys. Appreciate you.
Bye. All right, well, that was fun. I was hoping Robert would jump on here and we could get a good rivalry going or whatever, but
I'm disappointed that he didn't come on, man. That's
I mean, we sent it to him. I still don't think he's accepted my friend request yet. So I don't want to say he's ducking and dodging or anything, because he may not have got it. I know Chris was supposed to be giving it to him, but you know,
it is what it is, brother.
It wasn't a great look, at the event for him. So I was hoping he'd come on here and.
I agree. I mean, everybody.
Say something to make it better.
Yeah, man. I mean, you got to hear both sides of the story, you know, and I know that Brandon Malo said that he didn't care about his side of the story, but I mean, there, you know, we need to hear it. We need to hear his side and then let everyone decide for themselves.
Right. Well, we got plenty of comments still rolling in.
We do. So is there any
Elvin, thanks for joining?
Elvin Burrito on the line. So is there anybody else that wants to jump on and talk about BKFC 17 before we roll? If so,
I'll shoot you a link.
Yeah, we'll shoot you a link and hop on. We'd love to talk to you, man.
Andrew
Toppin, man. I love that guy. I got to meet him in Alabama. He's a great guy.
Yeah, message me if you want to come on. I'll let you all jump on. Oh, we got a. Looks like Andrew wants to come on. I'll get all of them come on here.
Talk to him.
Maybe if my computer works.
Don't you love technology, man?
Not really.
Me neither, at all.
So are you going to be heading down here to Miami?
Oh, dude, my guy is fighting, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's right. My bad.
My guy is fighting, like Sam's fighting.
You better be coming down here.
Great title. You bet. I would not miss that for the world, dude. So Andrew just messaged me. He said, send me a link.
I think I just did, so. Facebook made it all crazy, FI.
Let's see if I can.
Sorry for the delay here, but.
Yes, but we're gonna talk to Andrew. I want to hear, because I know he was right in the middle of everything, as well as far as the Malo and Robert Washington deal. So I definitely want to hear his.
Elvin, Andrew says, "What's up, Elvin? Open division, that's dope." Yeah, I sent.
Sweet, I just sent it to him too.
Okay.
Yeah, and we could bring Bobo on too. Bobo, message us. We'd love to bring you on.
Yep. I'll send Bobo the link too.
I love Bobo, man.
Andrew, you having some issues?
Like I said, I just got had the opportunity to. Meet Bobo in person over the after the fights and after his fight at the weigh-ins is when I actually met him, and man, you couldn't ask for a nicer guy. You know, some of these people, like in the fight.
Brittany says she has no makeup on. We'd be scared.
Brittany, we don't care. Come on, we'd love to have you on.
With or without makeup.
Yeah, we don't. I don't have any makeup on. It's fine.
Us guys. I can throw some makeup on if you want me to.
I won't be throwing any makeup on, but you know, I've got two daughters that would love to do my makeup. I promise you that, but it's just not going to happen. Love my kids, but
what's up, Andrew?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Not much, man. Not much. Where you at? Y'all? You got a little bit of a lag.
Right now, I'm in Richmond, Virginia with my kid.
Awesome.
Okay.
Hold on. I might have to real quick. Hold on.
So, Virginia, is that where you're from, or are you... Is that where you're from, or is that where you're training, or what's going on?
Yeah, I'm originally from I live in Virginia. I train with Elvin, Brandon, and all the guys down in Puerto Rico.
Okay. I didn't know you were – so are you heading back down to Puerto Rico soon, or what?
Are you there? Taking a three-week vacation. I have my best friend's wedding on the 22nd, and I wanted to come see my newborn and my four-year-old.
Oh man! Well, congratulations on the baby, man.
Hey,
that's awesome.
I'm gonna hop on my other phone.
All right. Hopefully, you have a better connection.
Yeah, we'll see in a second.
I tried to send Bobo a link too. I don't know if he got it.
I sent Bobo one also.
Okay. Oh. There's the man. What's happening, Bobo?
Much better.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on, Bobo?
Oh, man, just another day here in paradise, loving life. How about y'all?
Same, doing good, man.
Good same. Deal. Congratulations
on the fight, bro.
Big congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. We went in there and went to war, I believe. I feel like, you know, fight of the night. I mean, come on, that says something for somebody. But it's like I told Zachary after the fight, you know, I was like, man, you know, it takes two good people to make a fight of the night. You can have one good fighter in there and one crappy fighter and not get fight of the night with a really, really good fighter. So it took two good fighters in there, and we got it done, I feel like.
Oh, you guys definitely got it done, man. That was epic. I mean,
a lot of respect for Zach. Again, that was his first bare knuckle or just first fight, period?
First bare knuckle. He's 1-0 as a pro boxer and has an extensive amateur background.
I always feel bad having people debut against somebody, especially as seasoned as you are. You know, because that first time you get hit with the bare knuckle is a different experience from what everybody tells me.
Yes, yeah, so, well, I want y'all to think about this though. I'm not putting myself above or under anybody whenever I say this, but I'm just, you know, stating facts. This is what facts happen to be. his other option, that what happened is whenever Klekler fell out, they pulled Tate up to fight Burns. Tate was going to fight Zachary. Okay, whatever, man. I ain't going back and forth with you. You the one who said... All right, so this little Randy guy who made this comment suggesting that my wife was letting somebody put their hands all over her then jumped in my inbox trying to defend himself over what he said.
I was just reading that.
Yeah, if you're going to be mad at me, get mad. Who started it? Oh, yeah, here we go. If you're going to get mad at me, you better get mad at who started it. Man, dude, this guy, look, I don't do this drama stuff. I don't do this back and forth, backbiting bull garbage. But what that dude said suggested that my wife was letting somebody put their hands all over her. And it's a good thing that I'm way down here and he's way up there.
Yep.
I hear that.
Save, you don't talk about a guy's family, man. You just don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially those two. Bobo and Britton are no touch
you'll get fucked up over those two, especially by the whole boat combat team.
Right, right. Because sure. I mean, look at it, man. You know, we try our best to be good people, man. You know, sure, we've had this happen in the past. We've had that happen in the past. Whatever. But you know, we're good people, man. We're good to other people. We love people, man. And for somebody to step up and say something like that, you know, over something ridiculous is what that was. Brandon Lambert had his hands on. Well, heck, yeah, he better have had his hands around my wife's waist, keep her from falling down. He knows she's got 11 different diseases. He knows that she can pass out and fall just walking, let alone getting all up in her feelings, watching me fight, jumping up and down, hollering and screaming. I am glad. Brandon Lambert, thank you, brother. I've told you several times, thank you. I am very happy, excited, and glad, honored to have a friend like you who would come up and put their hands around my wife's waist. I'm so okay. And you know, I mean, it's just she coming in here. Whoa. But you know, man, it's ridiculous, man. It really is. You know that he wants to step up and say something on something that he knows nothing about. He doesn't realize that me and my wife and Brandon Lambert have spent time talking, you know, to one another, and we have developed a friendship with one another, and that this was an honest-to-God friend with his girlfriend right beside him while he had his hands around my wife's waist, and this scumbag wants to jump in and say something and suggest that my wife was letting some man put his hands all over her. I mean, get out of here, boy.
Right.
Exactly. So, me and Ryan Jones, his little brother, were ready to fuck up a security guard over Britain. That's how you know none of these fighters play about her. Like, he was like rolling her out, and Luke stopped him and was like, hey, her husband's down there getting his check. She can't go nowhere. So I'm walking out there after all that fiasco with Fuckboy and Brandon. Fuck Robert Washington, by the way. He's a pussy. And he could definitely catch the hands anytime he wants from me. I was walking out trying to find my people, and all I see is Britton over there crying. So I'm like, yo, I'm not going nowhere, and you're not going to touch this woman. Her husband's down there getting his check. So he walks off. Britton goes, let's go. So I take off. We were out. I ran straight down that. All I see is Bobo halfway up the stairs. We're screaming, Bo, Bo, she's right here. Bobo was ready to go fuck somebody up over her.
Hey, yep, man. I do not play about my wife at all.
Listen, my dad was a Southern Baptist preacher, okay? God rest his soul. And, you know, but he said one of the things he always told me, he said, son, there's not a lot of things worth fighting for, you know, as far as like in a street fight. And he knows, you can see, I got a couple of my trophies behind me. I've got a little bit of history in combat sports. But he said there's not, you know, in a street fight, there's not a lot worth fighting for. But if it's your wife, your family, or your life, you know, then you have to. There's no question. Your wife, your family, or your life, then you don't question it. You just go and you go to war. That's what you do. And so,
right.
You know, it's one of those things that it's just not cool. And maybe Randy's speaking that term, and he doesn't know Brittany, and he was just trying to be cool and get some attention, probably, is what I'm guessing. But like,
dude,
Randy also wasn't there.
Yeah, and just have some respect, man. Like, don't get out of line and talk about things that you don't know about. So, that's all.
How about this? How about this? After I made my comment wanting to know who said what about my wife, and it got posted up there, this scumbag jumps in my inbox and trying to justify what he said. No, bro, you suggested that my wife was letting some man put his hands all over her. There's no justifying that. There's nothing good fixing to come out of that for you, son.
Nope.
Right.
Absolutely not. Well, hey, Bobo, let's talk about your fight. Let's get back to that. This dude's a scumbag, and I think, you know, he made a scumbag comment. I you know what? He may not be an actual scumbag, but his comment suggests that he's a scumbag.
I agree. I apologize. I withdraw my comment on saying that he's a complete scumbag, and just saying that he was a complete scumbag with his comment.
I agree with you. That was a scumbag comment. You know, but I don't care about him that much. He's not important to me. But what I do want to talk about is let's get back to your fight, man. And like, what was your mindset coming in? And Andrew, I want to get your take on that fight too, because you were right there with the rest of us and we all witnessed it. But Bobo, take off on that and just tell us like what, like going into that, like, where was your head and what were you thinking and what did you know about the guy? And I mean, cause you came in looking like the look on your face, coming into that fight from my perspective was significantly different than sort of the expression was different than what I saw in the last, your last two fights.
Man, look, I didn't know anything about this guy. I didn't have any sort of information on him. I didn't have any fight videos on him. All I knew is he was 1-0 as a pro boxer. I knew his amateur record, and I knew that he had signed a contract to agree to fight Frank Tate. I mean, so if nothing else, the guy had cojones, you know?
Yeah, man.
And so I figured, you know, if he signed the contract to fight Frank Tate, then when they called me on a 4-day notice to fight him, that, you know, this old country Bobo guy ain't nobody, you know? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm having to go get me a phone charger, so I'm putting my phone up in here. But, you know, if he was going to agree to fight Frank Tate, then, you know, I ain't nobody for him to disagree to fight. And so, anyhow, I go into the fight just knowing that he's a game opponent, knowing obviously just by the people that he's agreed to fight, Frank Tate and then me, he's got to at least have some kind of heart. He's got to at least, there's got to be at least, he's either extremely crazy and just does not know what he's doing, getting himself into, or he's one of them just tough old country boys that's full of heart and don't know how to quit. Well, I was right. He was one of them old country boys is just full of heart and don't know how to quit. And I get in there and I find out that's exactly what the case was, you know. He come in and he came to bang. He came to fight. And I'm glad he did, man, because, like I say, you know, I told him several times, man. I've reached out to him. We've sent some messages back and forth, communicated with one another. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. But, you know, we've communicated back and forth with each other a time or two. And found out that, you know, he is just a young, simple old country fella, about like myself. You know, so just wants the simple things in life, you know, just wants to be successful and be happy. That man told me several different times that this fight made him the happiest person alive, the happiest he's ever been in his entire life. He thanked me over and over for taking the fight, before the fight and after the fight. You know, he still thanked me for fighting him. But, you know, going into it, man, I wasn't sure, you know, I wasn't certain about anything. All I did know is that I've been working with Jason Williams with the Boxer Tricks organization. He's in Wales over in the UK. And I get off work, get in the gym about 5:05, I'm in the gym, and this man stays up and trains with me. And by the time we're done training, it's 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning for him, which is only about 7:30 for me. You know, and about 6:30, 7:30 for me. And this man stays up all night long training me, you know, via FaceTime. And, you know, so he sees something in me, has to see something in me. And, you know, I just know the stuff that we'd been working through and the stuff we'd been training. And I just knew that whenever I went into this fight, since I knew absolutely nothing about the guy that I was fighting, that I was just going to implement the game plan that me and Jason's been working on. You know, I'm going to go in and just do what he and I have been working on. And that's exactly what I did. You know, pumping my piston jab that he's taught me, you know, throwing that straight right hand. All my punches were way, way more crisp this fight than what they've ever been. All my punches were way more straight this fight than what they've ever been. My combinations flowed like a waterfall, man. It was just, it was amazing, you know, and I was really... I got to be honest, guys, I am my worst critic. You won't find anybody that's going to talk worse about me than what I talk about me. I promise to you. But whenever I went back and watched the fight, I seen a lot that disgusted me, a lot that needs to be correct. But there was even more I saw that impressed me. I impressed myself watching the video. You know, that says a lot because I don't ever impress me. I'm always disappointed with me. You know, but... Man, it was just, it was an awesome experience. It was a good fight, you know, and I did exactly what my trainer from Wales has been teaching me to do. And, you know, I'm pleased. I'm pleased that, you know, the boxer trick shirt that I wore in the ring after the fight was over with, when they raised my hand, that's him. That's Jason Williams. That's what he's about. That's his company that he started. And he said he's gotten a bunch of messages and a bunch of recognition since the fight Friday night over this, and got a bunch of people looking at wanting to start training with him via FaceTime. And, man, I'm pleased [S2] Absolutely. [S1] About that. I'm very, very happy with that.
Yeah, man. And do you want to give any credit to your manager while you're here?
Yeah, man. My manager was, she's with that Mukel Management. Yeah, she's like 1,400 pounds, man. Britton O'Bannon. You know, she's, she's big. Like, she wears a knee brace around, and I have that poor knee. If I was a knee that had to carry her around, you'd need to put a brace on me as well. Look, y'all, we have a very special relationship, me and my wife do, and we pick on each other so much that a lot of people get kind of uncomfortable listening to us pick on each other.
I said I started to get a little uncomfortable. I was like, oh, Lord.
No. We pick on each other a lot, man. We play. Me and my wife are best friends. And you know how you and your best guy friend, y'all joke around and pick on each other and cut each other down? But it's all in love. You know, you don't ever get mad at each other. Don't ever fight. That's the same thing with me and my wife. You know, we'll pick on each other. We both cut each other down. Let's see. See right there, dude, I'm about to give you these hands. Look, if I get disconnected, it's just because I got hit. It ain't no big deal. Don't call the police. I will be okay in a couple of days when I wake up. But don't worry about me. I'll holler at y'all about Wednesday whenever I'm okay again. So
absolutely.
So Andrew, do you have any thoughts on Bobo's fight?
By far, much better than when I saw him fight Arnold. I actually got to talk to his coach after the fight, and I was sitting back there thanking him for teaching him all this stuff. It was cool because, like you said, I was sitting right there. I was yelling at his corner man to tell him what to do, and he also had his what's up? Good? Sorry, my daughter. Okay. He had his earbuds in on FaceTime, and I didn't know that. I was like, oh, he's just listening to music, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm sitting there telling Easy, I think it was, Bobo.
Yep.
Like, yep. Straight, work the straight. Body. So, much better, and it was such a surreal feeling because first time I ever saw Bobo fight, it was on Toe the Line, and he was just calm, cool, and collected. Just knocked somebody out, cool and collected. And then I met him last month in Biloxi. I was like, heck yeah. I walked up to him and was like, hey, Bobo, I'm a big fan of yours. And then they were looking for tickets. I was like, yo, hit up Scott Farley real quick. He's got a couple tickets left. And then I see he got put on the card. And I was like, hell yeah. But, just to speak on that Randy thing, Randy, I gave Britton a big old hug after that fight. So my hands were on her too. If you want to fight, I'll fight you. But yeah, much better. He was calmer. He's improved a lot, and I look forward to watching him fight and one day hopefully fighting on the same card as him.
Absolutely. Love to see it, man. I'd love to see that. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Andrew.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see my man in there doing that thing.
Yeah, man.
But so as far as the O'Bannons go.
Andrew, is there any fight in your future? Has anybody said anything to you?
Not that I can speak on at the moment. I do have some big news coming as soon as I get the okay. You guys know how that goes. So as soon as I get the okay, I'm gone. I'm ready to rock. I'm going back down to Puerto Rico in 3 weeks, train with Elvin and all them. I just came back. I went to the fights from Puerto Rico. I was down there for about 3 weeks working hard with them. So
how do you feel about your training down there? How's that going, Mike?
Oh, my God. The training down there was so much different than what I'm used to. My first day there, I stayed with Brandon. Say again?
You think there'd be any room for Bobo down there?
Oh, most definitely. All he's got to do is talk to Elvin.
Look, I need to get myself in Wales.
Yeah, man.
What's that, Bobo?
I said I need to get myself out there in Wales where I can work with Mr. Jason Williams.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to work every day and keep the job that I've got to keep, you know, work 40 to 60 hours a week, man, I'd be all over some of this going abroad and training or whatever. I'm not going to lie. I would have my passport and I would be in Wales training directly with Mr. Jason rather than I train every day via FaceTime. I prop my phone up so he can watch me hit the bag and instruct me on my footwork drills that we're doing and instruct me on my cardio stuff that we're doing. And it's all via FaceTime, you know. So, it would be a dream to be able to be with this man and see what else I could learn being hands-on, you know.
Right. Yeah, man. Well, obviously, it's made a difference. I mean, your performance was – and not even just the performance, but just your expression and the confidence that you were carrying around with you was it was a completely different guy than I saw in the last two fights.
Oh, I completely agree, man.
Just to touch on this question, I've been using it since you gave it to me. I love that. I love it. So Brittany gave me some of her product. It's a CBD tincture, and I love it. I love it. But to touch on the fight news, I did talk to Bobo at the fights. So I don't know how true this is right now, but I might be cornering Bobo for his next fight.
Mm.
Just to help him.
That's interesting. That is interesting.
I'm going to tell you, it's a crazy world. You never know what can happen. I'll leave it there.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, as far as, like, Bobo's mannerisms this past weekend were totally different. He was smiling, joking around. Even after the fights, they all came out to the bar and were hanging out with us, joking around, him and his wife. And it was like a whole different Bobo from what I met in Biloxi. So.
Well, there you go. So, Bobo, I've got two more questions for you. I don't want to take too much of your time here, but so first off, I would love to hear your thoughts on the Frank Tate and Josh Burns fight. And second, I know it's a tough question, but I would also really like to know what's next. What's happening with Bobo next? So those are my two questions.
All right, we're gonna touch on this Frank Tate versus Josh Burns thing real quick. Me and my wife both love Josh Burns to death. I'll be laying in the bed here at nighttime, dude, 5-6 days a week messaging Josh, you know, what's going on in our day, how's training going, how's your weight cut going, you know, just everything, routine. You know, we just cut up over nothing, too. You know, just having a conversation and having a good time. I love Josh to death, dude. I had to, y'all listen to this. I had just got out the ring. My wife had a slight come apart, jumping up and hollering while I was in the ring. Then I get out of the ring, get dressed, come back out there to watch Burns. And then I've got to hold my wife while she's crying the entire time during Burns' fight. You know, I mean, that That's powerful. That says a lot for Burns and the character that he has. You know, that my wife don't take the people real kindly. You know, she don't take the people real easily. But for it to be that way over Burns, and it broke my heart too, man. You know, Burns just before about 2 years, year and a half before I started fighting in the BKOC, I was looking at these bare knuckle fighters in the BKB overseas. And one of the guys I used to watch was this big white dude. He's real wide. He had Hammer tattooed down the middle of his back. I didn't know who in the world he was. I just knew he was the guy with Hammer tattooed down his back. And I seen Josh get hit a bunch, man. He just get beat on and just keep taking it and keep firing back. So whenever I seen Josh get dropped that first time, I was like, oh, man. He got caught clean. But in these fights overseas, I see him, he'll come out flat and he'll get hit real good, and then he'll be able to correct it and come back and start winning the fight. Well, it's like he never come out of it. Like he just stayed flat. And you know, he said the same thing. You know, he told me the same thing. You know, and it really broke my heart, man. You know, you always want to see the good guy succeed, you know, and excel. And it really broke my heart there. You know, what was the second question again? I'm done with that one. I'm going to start crying on y'all again. I love that dude today.
Man, I hear you. I hear you. And I'm sorry for asking a tough question, but that's what we got to do. So what's next for you, Bobo? What's, you know, is there anybody on your radar, like anybody you want to call out, or any you know, kind of goals that you want to accomplish going forward in the short term?
Man, I don't know. I don't look, man. I'm as cool as the other side of the pillow, man. I don't argue with people. I don't get into these, you know, heated debates, these ugly discussions or any of that mess. I try not to. You know, I try to stay out of that stuff.
Is that to say that you don't have an opinion on the Robert Washington and Brandon Lambert issue?
Do what?
Is that to say that you don't have an opinion on the Robert Washington and Brandon Lambert issue?
Man, I got a real bad signal right now. Ask me a different question.
All right, I'll take that as your answer. That's what I figured. But yeah, so go ahead with your answer. I'm not trying to interrupt.
Excellent deflection.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. I love Brandon Lambert. I like that guy. That man had a drink in his hand and set his drink down so that he could come and hold my wife up and make sure that she didn't fall and hurt herself while she was up. Knew she shouldn't be standing up, but still up because of her emotions, screaming for me in the middle of my fight. And that man put his drink down, told his girl to stand right there while he put his hand around my wife's waist to make sure she didn't fall and hurt herself. I've got nothing but love for that man. Yeah. As far as the whole situation that happened, I don't know what happened. I know y'all said earlier what had happened. I'm not getting in it, man. Look, I don't like drama. I don't do drama. You know, I have an ex-wife because of that. You know, I don't do drama. And, you know, I try to stick to myself, mind my business. You know, I think that would be a good fight to make. You know, Washington and Lambert, especially with there being a beef story behind it, I think it'd be a good fight. But as far as what's next for me, man, I don't care. What is next for me is that I'm going to go to work in the morning. I've got to be awake at 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, so I can go to work. My wife just told me I've got laundry that I've got to do tonight, so I can go to work in the morning. And so I'm fixing to go do some laundry. Then I'm going to work in the morning. I'm going to get off work. I'm FaceTiming my trainer. We're going to get right back in the gym and go right back to work. Whatever comes of it, you know, whatever they call me with next, Nate knows that the answer is yes. So whatever he dreams up, you know, we'll go with it. You know, my wife is my manager. My wife does. Me and my wife, we always have discussed all of my fights, all of my career decisions and everything such as that. But now with her being my manager, she's got a little bit more of a say-so. And she's sitting right there. but she's got a little bit more of a say so over it now, you know. And I know I'm not allowed to talk back to her.
All right. Point well, hey, man, I know that you've got sounds like some laundry and some rest to get. So, hey, yes, thank man. You. Thank you for jumping on, Bobo. Do you want to shout anybody out before you go?
Hey, man, Andrew, Britt said, hey, she loves you. I want to shout out to BW1 Sports, Dan Stevens. I want to shout out to Jason Williams with Boxer Tricks. There's B-Lit Organics, Brittany Carino with B-Lit Organics. You know, she sponsors us. What did you say? Wicked Fabrications. You know, man, there's a bunch more. I don't have them in front of me, and I apologize. On Point Embroidery, Matt Zifferblatt with Healthy One Inc. Hey, look, sincerely, y'all get with that guy. He's got the nutrition plan. He's got the supplements and all. You know, Ryan Longmire with Texas In Time. Matter of fact, Ryan Longmire with Texas In Time. He was in my corner this weekend, stepped up on a last-minute notice to jump in the corner and help us out. Hand us water, you know, help hand things up, hand things down. I'm greatly appreciative of that man right there. We got William Vaughn Jr. with the On Point Embroidery, Aaron Gates with Wicked Fabrications, Thomas Tatum with Arsenal Defense, making a gun for us so we can raffle a gun off, a custom-made gun for us. Information on that will be come. Let's see, Josh Burton with TC Bowler. We got Joshua Morey with M&R Sitework, Bud Harvison with H&S Brush and Lane Clearing, Delane Simmons with Simmons Cues and Repairs, Michael Hart with the Rack Room Billiards and Taverns, and Thomas and Stephanie Norman with Circle D Designs. So, yeah, man, we got a list of people. You know, I didn't have any sponsors to shout out to. Now my wife's got me a book that I've got to read to shout out my all my sponsors.
They're working hard.
Yeah, I'm very appreciative, man. She doesn't stop. What did she say here?
Good job to her.
Yeah, you know, she doesn't stop, man. She's doing awesome. I'm very appreciative that she's willing to jump in this no experience and, you know, go to work, figure it out. She's figuring it out on the go, and I say she's doing a fine job. I go from zero sponsors to what did I just read, 427? So, you know, I'm very happy, man. Very, very happy. Very proud of my wife picking up things and, you know, doing this stuff. You know, a lot of times she don't feel like doing anything. A lot of times she don't have the energy to do anything with all the 11 different diseases that she has. But, you know, she makes herself get up and get things going and get on the computer and make calls and send emails. And I'm proud of her. I'm thankful to have her in my corner and on my team.
Absolutely. Well, you get off here and go get your wife a Dr. Pepper and some Chips Ahoy. And she was talking about how much she loves those. So when I was having a conversation with her. Yeah, anyway.
No doubt.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, and I consider you a friend, and thanks for jumping
Likewise.
On.
Likewise. Likewise. Thank you all. I love you all. Y'all have a blessed evening.
You too, thanks, man. Bobo. Yes, sir. So, Andrew.
Love that dude, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, Bobo is
love
great.
Love and respect for him.
Britain is wonderful. Just good people. And I enjoyed hanging out with you too, man. I got to meet a lot of great people at BKFC 17. Do you have anybody that you want to shout out?
B-Lit Organics, Turp House Farms, Turp House Clear, Goat Best. Right, I'm not going to say Goat's the best management company because I'm kind of biased to Moo Cow, but definitely Goat. Fight Mixer, of course, for having me on last minute. Knuckle Up Podcast, Another Round Bar and Grill, Rebels Den, who else? Jungle Camp down there in Puerto Rico, Brandon, of course, Quentin, Ryan Jones, that's my dude, those are my people. Who else? Nate Shook, Dave Feldman. Say again?
Bare Knuckles Most Wanted.
Yeah, Bare Knuckles Most Wanted, for sure. What else? Who else? Ooh. Shout out to my kids. Love them. Anybody that's ever supported me through my journey through rehab, my journey through fighting, major love. Love all y'all.
So where can they find you at, Andrew?
Yeah, man. Say again?
So where can they find you at?
Right now I'm on Instagram at Drew_UFL. So that's Dru_UFL. I'm on Facebook, Andrew Toppin. My fighter page is Andrew Gamer Toppin. I'm actually in Facebook jail for 30 days over the fucking green-haired geezer. So I can't accept your friend request, but I will see it. And as soon as I'm let out of jail, I promise you I'll accept it. By all means, hit me up. Let me, if you got any questions, please.
Bobo both want to shout out Tiger Life because they want that.
Yeah, definitely shout out to Frankie and all them at Tiger Life. I was hunting Frankie down looking for the Tiger Life this past weekend.
Yeah, man. Hey, Frankie, if you're watching, we need to have a conversation too.
Yeah, that would be great.
But yeah.
All right, man. Well, I don't want to take too much more of your time up either, but.
Oh, no, the kids are asleep, so I'm good. Y'all take up as much time as y'all possibly want.
Well, hey, I don't want you to take up any more of my time because I'm just kidding. Exactly.
I'm kind of getting tired here, but
my wife, I told her an hour and we've been an hour and 20 minutes, a little over that. So I got to get back and I've been out of town for the last few days. So I got to give my wife some attention. So.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And by the way, make sure everybody that has either Amazon account or Roku or Apple TV, go look for the Fight Mixer TV app, download it, give us a good review. All these videos are going to be on there. So if you want to see yourself on there, you know, tell your friends, download the app.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Download that app.
Well, it was a good show. Also, I'd like to shout out my sponsor and my company, Dringer Nutrition. We have all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I still have those BCAAs that you gave me in Biloxi, and I use those every day. They're actually sitting in Puerto Rico right now, but I'm using those every day.
I sent a bunch down there with Elvin, too. So, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us. This was pretty much our first broadcast with Matthew here as far as an actual podcast, and I think he's going to be an excellent addition to the show.
Most definitely.
Thank you, guys. I enjoyed it.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us.
Keep it going.
All right. See you later.
Deuces.
What we do here is go back.
And if you look at the face of Jordan, he's a complete mess right now. There's blood all over the places.